May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was going to share another word, but when Brack was reading, it just something jumped out at me that just ministered to me a lot. Let's read through a few of these verses again. The sower sows the seed, sows the word. And these are the ones who beside the road where the word is sown, when they hear immediately, Satan comes and takes the word which has been sown in them. Similar way, those are the ones in whom the seed was sown in rocky places. When they heard the word, immediately receive it with joy. But they have no root in themselves, but are only temporary. When affliction and persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. In the first soil, it talks about Satan, the birds of the air, coming and taking the seed that was sown on the side of the road. But the second soil, it says, that in the end, when he says this parable, if you don't understand this parable, you can't understand any of the parables. And the parables were given to give insight into how the kingdom of heaven worked. They were the mysteries that were kept that everybody else could understand, but those in the kingdom were to understand on how the kingdom works. And so this is the foundational insight into how the kingdom works. If you don't understand this parable, then all the other insights into the kingdom, you're trying to build something without having a foundation. This is the foundational word. And ultimately, what this word is, what this foundational truth is that you hear the word of God and you believe it, and you hold fast to that word until you have 30, 60, or 100-fold harvest. That's simple. The just shall live by faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. And so when God reveals a word to you in Scripture or speaks a word to you in your life in whatever form it comes, you're believing that word and holding fast to that word. In other words, don't stop believing regardless, is how the kingdom of heaven works. But the second soil is interesting because it says this, and in a similar way, after talking about Satan stealing the word sown along shallow soil on the side of the road, and in a similar way, these are the ones on whom the seed was sown in rocky places. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary. And then when affliction or persecution arises, here's the deal, because of the word, immediately they fall away. One of my professors in Bible college a million years ago used to love to say that a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. And he says that in that second soil, this rocky soil, that affliction and persecution arises because of the word. The first word, the enemy steals it, never really sinks in, never is even believed. But this one, it's received immediately and believed with joy. I mean, how many times have we gotten or you gotten a prophetic word or saw some promise in Scripture through your time in the Lord or heard it through a teaching, whether it's on TV or on digitally or in person, and there was a word in there that just brought life to you. The word was spirit and life to you. And you just accepted it as that's such an insight. And you receive that word with joy, such insight. God's promised in your life. And then the enemy comes and attacks with affliction and persecution because of that word. Here's the good news. You can get a word from God. Here's the bad news. You can get a word from God. Because when you get a word from God and you believe it, the enemy is going to attack. All kinds of things will happen. I remember I was just thinking about Luke back there and the two-year process of Malachi's adoption and how many ups and downs there were. And how easy it would have been to just quit or given up on that. But they didn't. Early on, I was so busy trying to comfort them in case it didn't work out, because I had people telling me this is never going to work, that I was so busy trying to comfort them, to prepare them to believe if it didn't work out, and they're trying hard to believe and hold fast to the word. And I finally saw that what I was doing. And so I received it with joy, and I decided I was going to cling to it. And living out every day, thank the Lord for delivering Malachi into their hands. But it wasn't that things didn't go south sometimes. Sometimes it looked like it was going to be different for Luke and Sam, I know. And what it wasn't just people being mean or nasty or dark or evil or just bad luck. It was the enemy intentionally coming at them about that word. That's what he says. But affliction and persecution because of the word. So the point is, you want God to speak to you, you do. But understand that when he does and you hold fast and you take that word and receive it with joy, the enemy will test you. The stuff that goes wrong between having it in your heart and holding it in your hand is the activity of warfare. Don't be confused. You're not just going through a hard time or the check just didn't come in or whatever it might be. The enemy's actually going after you because of the word and to see if you'll let go of it. But if you don't, the word itself, if you hold fast to it, the word itself will bear the fruit. The word itself will break open and bring forth a harvest, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. But you need to know the enemy will challenge because of the word. There are a lot of things that many of us are holding fast to. And the stuff that goes on isn't just arbitrary. It's what the enemy does. But remember, the harvest is in the seed. The soil is our heart, our faith. And if our faith will keep the seed, not let go of the seed, that seed, God will watch over his word and he will perform it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.